energy or power or whatever that you all used to make things run?
Well, now, we used to use these big kerosene lights that swing from the top of the house for lighting, and then we went from that to butane, not butane, but it was called, it was a gas made out we went to a carbide gas system, and that gave us our lights for lighting and cooking. We used it some for cooking. Then when we changed that, we got a Delco system, and we used that for lighting until we got electricity in 1936. Now, before that, we used kerosene refrigerators. We had a refrigerator that burned kerosene, and we would use that before 1936, but then we got an electric refrigerator in 36, and well pump, washing machine, began to get things like that at that time.
Who installed the electrical system for you, or the battery, or whatever?
We did that ourselves.
I'm amazed at how people knew how to do all this stuff.
Well, they had the time to do it. See, now they don't have any time, and then you had the time. It was just a matter of getting the material and getting busy at it.
Tana, how was it that you came to get the electricity in the 30s?
36. Uh-huh. It was TVA power from up there in the North Georgia Electric Membership Corporation, which is in Dalton, uh-huh, headquarters, and they bought from TVA and built a line through there, uh-huh, in 36. And my dad, he was a director for Floyd County when it was established.
What do you remember about hearing about TVA, the earliest things you heard about it?
Well, building this line, okay, and trying to get power through.
And who was president? Was that Roosevelt?
Yes, he was president from 32 to 44, I believe.
What did you all think about Roosevelt?
Oh, we thought he was all right.
Did you all disapprove of any of his programs?
Well, really not too many of them. There's a whole lot of his programs we didn't use, but then there's a lot of them that we did use. Helped out a whole lot.
Okay. Do you remember events that were of national importance, like some spectacular trial or some spectacular feat or an invention or, you know, things you might have read in the paper or heard on the news, like Lindbergh?
Well, I read, knew all about the Lindbergh case, and of course it was on the news every day and in the papers at night that we'd read, and then the Winnie the Ruth Judd murder there in New York, and the Hoffman trial. Of course, we knew every day from day to day what was happening on that.
Yeah.
And that was about the biggest news that I can, the first news that I remember.